When Woody Guthrie died in 1967, he left behind a trove of unpublished lyrics and prose, and that has led to a number of albums by artists interpreting Guthrie's words. As the centennial of his birth approaches, a new album has been released, featuring a wide range of artists. It's called Note of Hope, and critic Robert Christgau has our review.
Bob Dylan, who should know, has written of Woody Guthrie, he was so poetic and tough and rhythmic. There was so much intensity, and his voice was like a stiletto. That's quite an endorsement. But though I probably shouldn't admit it, I rarely listen to Woody Guthrie for pleasure. I'd rather hear Dylan sing Guthrie songs, or as it's turned out, a lot of other people.
Yeah, some fellas cuss as good times come and go, but I got my wild card in the hole. Some wise ones play every sucker trick they know. I still got my wild card in the hole.
That voice belongs to jazz singer Madeline Peru. And if you don't recall a Woody song called Wild Card in the Hole, that's because there wasn't one. Peru wrote the music for a lyric Woody's daughter Nora Guthrie chose for her, as Nora and bassist Rob Wasserman pursued their 13-year dream of completing the new Note of Hope, a celebration of Woody Guthrie. 11 vocalists follow Van Dyke Parks's overture. One of the most unlikely is another jazz singer, Kurt Elling, doing Peace Pin Boogie.
Peace, 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 boogie for peace. Wanna kiss my sweet, I got boogie for peace. Looks like I'm a goner, ain't got no peace pin on. Can't kiss my sweet peach when I've got no peace pin on.
Note of Hope takes the risk of elaborating rhythm rather than laying on melody. Bassist Wasserman, a renowned accompanist, is more than comfortable backing Lou Reed's song speech, Michael Franti's rapping, and three spoken word prose tracks by Ani DiFranco, Pete Seeger, and the late Studs Terkel.
I heard a man talking last night, and he said, I could actually make more money when the Depression was on. And the lady laughed at him and said, oh, you couldn't either. How could you? And the man told her, yes, I could. I made more because I could steal more. Nowadays, this damn war makes it awful hard to steal. And besides, I don't know. I just don't enjoy stealing like I once did.
Most of Note of Hope's guests are left identified, like Guthrie. But the texts they interpret aren't very ideological. Guthrie's playfulness, sexuality, and inquisitive mind are front and center. And though rhythm does predominate, Jackson Browne's 15-minute finale is an unrelentingly strophic meditation on the night Woody met his wife and Nora's mother, Marjorie. Some may call it overlong. I'm not even a Jackson Browne fan, but I say it's hypnotic.
Did you feel this way too when I met you?
Note of Hope is the sixth album based entirely on writing that came to light after Guthrie's death, including two by Billy Bragg and Wilco, two by the Klezmatics, and one by Jonathan Brooke. These posthumous collaborations have no parallel in my experience. For over a decade, they've been where I've gone when I wanted to commune with the spirit of Woody Guthrie. I still play every one, and now Rob Wasserman has given me another.
That was critic Robert Christgau reviewing Note of Hope, a celebration of Woody Guthrie.
Brighter than usual for some reason or other. The night turned off clear, so cold. It caused me to snuggle closer and hold on. Hold on to the crown we need. Hold on to the new into life we discover.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.